Doom White, Disc 3.
Chapter 7.
They went to Cavern Hall, where Samuel set about repairing a chair seat. Bisky watched his granduncle artfully weaving dried reeds and stripping away broken ones.
Tell me something, Grandunk. How did you come to find out about this rhyme?
Samuel trimmed the reed ends with his sharp blade.
Oh, 'twasn't too hard, though it happened quite by accident. When I was reading through Lady Columbine's diary, she wrote that as a joke she often called Gonf the Pom. When he asked her why, she kept him in the dark. Then one day, he guessed the first letters, Prince of Mouse Thieves, Pom.
Samuelus inspected the repair he had completed.
There, that should do. Come here, young Bisky, make yourself useful. See this soft moss pad? It's full of beeswax and lavender. Give this chair seat a good rubbing. It'll give it a nice shine, a sweet scent, and keep the reeds supple.
Bisky obeyed, but continued with his questions.
You found out that Palm stands for Gonf's title. What happened then?
The old mouse sheathed the sharp blade carefully.
'Twas some time back, beginning of spring. I was in the sick bay, fixing up a new shelf for all those potions and pots of ointment. That brother Terillis always has a face on him like a fried frog. He never spoke a word to me, or offered me a bite to eat or drink. So I worked away and kept myself to myself. After a while, I noticed little Sister Ficaria sitting in a corner hemming sheets she was. Guess what? She was chanting that poem as she stitched away at her work. Said it 3 or 4 times, she did. I never thought any more of it, till this morning. I was on my way to breakfast, and I stopped at the big tapestry picture of Martin the Warrior in Great Hall. I always look at Martin's eyes. Have you ever noticed anything about them?
Bisky looked up from his task.
Aye, they seem to follow you wherever you go.
Samuelus winked at the young mouse.
That's right. Well noticed, young'un. You're a gonfin, sure enough. Anyhow, I stood there, staring at Martin, and he's staring back at me, and I thought, good old Martin, he was Gonf's best friend. Aye, Gonf the... I was going to say, Gonf the Prince of Mouse Thieves, when I suddenly said that word, Pom! Now don't you young'uns make fun of me, but I give you me word. Martin's eyes twinkled. And Sister Ficaria's rhyme shot straight into me head. That was when I knew the words meant something special. Dwink, read it out.